And that's what we want here. We want to have your people walk here, ride their bikes, like they said, tell their friends, see some gains and see their body changing a little bit, but it's still wanna, we do a lot of meetups. We say, okay, Friday happy hour after the workout, everybody's going to, and we pick neighborhood places. And we right. do that on purpose too, because we're trying to, we want people to support us as a neighborhood place, and we wanna do the same thing, so.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for checking out this special on-location episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you all listening and sharing the podcast, and please rate and review us on iTunes if you haven't done so already. I'm really excited for this one, guys, because I get to participate in my first workout at the Seminole Heights Athletic Center, which is one of the newest fitness facilities to open up in my hood of Seminole Heights, Florida. And joining me on this week's episode is both individuals that get to lead me through my workout, but also the owners and operators of this facility, Karen and Marlo Tamayo. How are you two doing today?
Great.
All right.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy you guys, and I finally got to come in here. I've been passing by and actually met you guys outside of this a couple times beforehand.
That's right.
So I'm really excited that we finally got to do this. First question I want to kind of get into with you both is how your kind of both of your fitness stories began and then how they intersected.
Well, I think that we were both very active in sports, and I mean, I started in elementary school and kind of went all the way through high school playing some sort of sport where I grew up in South Carolina. And I didn't really have time in college to do anything, but I was always athletic, always worked out, always did things outside. So once I finished college, I went into the Coast Guard, and it's very important, obviously, when you're in the military to stay in good shape. So we did a lot of working out, even when I was stationed on a boat and we were out floating around in the middle of the Atlantic, we were always working out. So once I got done with that, I went to grad school for a cancer diagnosis degree and was really starting to get really into the fitness aspect of people being more healthy. It kind of leads to not having those risk factors for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those cancers are linked to obesity, smoking, things like that. So it made me really more aware of fitness being something that we could all do to prevent cancer from spreading.
Right.
And then through that, I just started doing different activities. I actually got really involved in triathlon. Did several in the area here when I moved down to Tampa from South Carolina. Did St. Anthony's, you know, did several sprint tries.
Mm-hmm.
But the training is really long, a lot of hours in the gym
right.
and out of the gym and on the bike and in the pool. So once I kind of weaned myself off of that, I was looking for some sort of methodology that was a little bit shorter.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't have to be at the gym for 4 or 5 hours a day, and kind of discovered CrossFit through a friend of mine
right.
From Clearwater, and really kind of just took it from there and had been doing something similar to that ever since 2011.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, and I've done some triathlons myself too, and it's a little bit more individualized training than kind of
right.
the CrossFit, which is a little bit more of a community aspect.
Right.
What about you, Marlo? Where did your fitness journey start?
I mean, similar beginning. I played softball and other sports all through high school, and then played softball at Florida Atlantic University. And then after that, I've kind of did the opposite. I was in grad school and got my PhD and became a guidance counselor. Was a guidance counselor for 13 years,
mm-hmm.
and not doing any physical activity for a really
yeah.
long time. So at some point, I'd say probably about 6 years ago, I decided I wanted to try to get back into fitness and started taking, I don't think they were an affiliate at the time, a CrossFit affiliate, but maybe they aren't now, but Sparta. Up in North
okay.
Tampa.
Yes.
And then after I met Karen, a childhood friend of mine was opening a CrossFit gym in South Tampa, the Athletic Studio, Matt Zielanski.
Mm-hmm.
So we just decided to start going there, and that's where we had been going for the last 5 years before we decided to turn our garage gym into Seminole Heights Athletic Center.
Yeah, so that's kind of where you guys met at the CrossFit, the South Tampa CrossFit facility, or?
No.
We met before that, but we were both doing our own individual CrossFit type workouts.
Oh, okay.
The gym I was going to is no longer open in South Tampa. It was not a CrossFit affiliate, but all the coaches there were CrossFit level one coaches. And when we met, we were both like, oh, you do this? I do that. It's kind of cool. So it's nice to have somebody to work out with who shares that same passion for that sort of fitness.
Right.
You know, I mean, we weren't like working out 7 days a week, but we made it a part of our lives together to kind of work out together or whenever we could.
Right. And Marlo, you touched on it real quick, and I want to go back to it, is that you kind of started it in your garage, kind of the where this now exists as the Seminole Heights Athletic Center, started way back in your guys' garage, correct?
Yeah, so when we bought this house in Seminole Heights, it was kind of a bigger house than we needed, and so we thought, hey, let's just turn the garage into a gym. We'd already been working out at the Athletic Center for probably a year, and just put a rig up. I mean, it looked like a mini CrossFit gym.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really just for those dates that we couldn't make it to the gym, we needed a quick workout, an extra workout, for that sort of thing. So then people started at work asking her at Moffitt, hey, you know, that looks interesting. And so she said, oh, okay, well, I'll bring a couple of things. So she'd bring a kettlebell, a wall ball, those kinds of things, and just work a couple people out for free after work, a couple mm-hmm. days a week. Then they started wanting to come to the house to maybe do a little bit more formal exercise. So we turned that into a Sunday fun day, we called it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And called it the Seminole Heights Garage Gang. So it was kind of whoever wanted to come. And then that evolved from people coming on Sundays to, hey, can we come a couple more times? So we still, you know, we both had full-time jobs and would go to the TAS mm-hmm. Either before or after work. But then we'd say, okay, well, we're going to be home at 6, anybody that wants to come. So that's sort of how that evolved into being more of a any weeknight, anybody that wanted to come. And it was for free. Whatever neighbors, sometimes we'd have, one time we had a first 10 people that come from the neighborhood for free. We advertised on Facebook
mm-hmm.
and people just came by. One of our members that still comes here was just kept driving by the house and seeing this workout. So that's sort of how it grew, and I feel like that's how this place is growing too.
Right.
Like, we get a lot of people that, hey, we saw you guys running out on the street, or keep driving by and seeing the sign.
Mm-hmm.
And we like it that way. Walk here, ride your bike here.
Yeah,
that type of thing.
It's definitely the neighborhood atmosphere. It can definitely be. I haven't worked out here yet, but what I've seen on social media, and I have a couple of mutual friends that train here, you can see that that's a big part of your guys' type of, persona that you're trying to put out there. Now, what type of training do you specifically provide here? I mean, what kind of different type of exercise modalities do you include?
So we have a couple of different tracks. One's called Shack Fit, and that's a lot more body weight exercises. We will use a kettlebell or maybe some dumbbells, a medicine ball, or, you know, jump roping, a little running. And it's basically a high intensity interval training.
Mm-hmm.
Some days workouts are a little bit longer, so we're working on endurance. Other days they're shorter, so we're working on really explosive, like power output kind of thing, where we want to go redline for 10 minutes. Like today's workout that we have programmed is 10 minutes long.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, it's not something that's going to take you a long time. We know exactly how long it's going to take.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you to maintain your level of intensity throughout the workout and get as many rounds or reps as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we change it up every now and then. I do all the programming. I kind of sit down with a little chart with the different exercises I want to do, and I program throughout the week and kind of see how things are going. I try not to do too many long workouts in a week, too many short ones. It's a nice even kind of thing, so we kind of build up And then on Friday, everything's a little more laid back on Friday.
Okay.
Give us a nice workout. We do a boxing class for fitness on Fridays for the Shack Fit members. And then we have another one that's called Barbell that are very similar workouts, but instead of a kettlebell, you might have a barbell.
Okay.
But we can always scale anything down to whatever level that our member is at. So they don't necessarily have to use the barbell, but that class is more geared for people who are a little more comfortable with those movements. Like our mutual friend Shane, he normally does the barbell workouts.
Right.
I tend to kind of go back and forth and do either one depending on what I want from my workout that day. Do I want to go heavy and really get in there, or do I need a little more endurance? Do I need to work on that sort of thing, which I know I do, and I always try to. Lately, I've been trying to work those weaknesses. So I program thinking in my mind, well, I know I need to work on this, and I know several of the members need to work on this. So we're going to, maybe today we're going to run a little bit more than we would normally.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and flex and stretch.
And then, yeah, so on Saturdays we do what we call flex and stretch. So we have an hour and a half class on Saturday mornings. The first 45 minutes is a workout for all levels. It's not 45 minutes long, but that 45 minute block is for that workout. It's usually a team workout, so you get to share your work with people. It's a good way for us to get people to meet people that maybe they wouldn't meet, because people work out at all different times during the week. So after that 45 minutes, then we have a yogi come in and do 45 minutes of stretching or yoga flow. We have two different yogis now, so one is more mobility based and the other one is more, she's traditional, I think it's Ashtanga yoga.
Okay.
And then we've been adding that in, the yoga in during the week. Every other week on Wednesdays right now we do a yoga, 1 hour yoga class for our members. Some people need that rest day, that active rest day. It kind of, sometimes I'll say, hey, you know, don't do the regular workout today. Why don't you come for yoga today? It'll be a good recovery day for you.
So you kind of do you act as an, I mean, obviously I know you build a program and both of you guys, when you build the programming, do you guys act as almost kind of consultants too? Cause you're also the personal trainers, but you're not just the owners of the facility. Are you able to be kind of, when they need questions about fitness or health, do you kind of, they go to you?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, especially, I get a lot because I run the Facebook page and I run our private group, and people will ask me for tips, and you know, I use different tools. I'm not like this elite level athlete by any means, but I've had two knee surgeries, so I've had to start over with squatting and certain movements. So I use the tools that I've learned from physical therapy and from some personal training that I did after my surgery to try to help people in that way. And I try to, when people come in, if they're new to fitness, newer to fitness, I try to watch what we're doing with them, not just be like, all right, you're gonna go over here and you're gonna do 10 squats. That's how I started. Somebody just put me over here against the wall and they were like, okay, just squat against the wall and figure it out. You'll figure out your movement, whatever. But we start with baby steps and go back to the foundation of the movements.
Right.
So people don't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, what type of clientele have you guys seen? How long have you been open? When I'm asked that question.
We've been open full time in this building since March. We went full time open as a business in January of this year.
Yeah, well, we weren't here until March 1st.
Until March, okay.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's kind of coincides, that was the first time. That was the month I started doing personal training full time. And then, so I remember coming in and seeing you guys too right then. What type of clientele are you seeing is most attracted to the Seminole Heights Athletic Center?
So I think some of the things she touched on is exactly where we're at. Pretty much, I think we're catering towards people that are like us, which are just regular people. That, and it's something I think that sets us apart from other gyms, and especially CrossFit gyms, which is a lot of the reason why we did not want to become a CrossFit affiliate and kind of do our own thing instead, because we are regular people. We're not elite athletes, like she said, and I think that helps attract the type of person that we're trying to get here, and that's neighborhood people who are trying to get off the couch and come and start their fitness journey or restart their fitness journey, like in my case, where I just, it seemed like I took like a 15 year break from any sort of fitness whatsoever. And that's who we want here. We want to have your people walk here, ride their bikes, like they said, tell their friends, see some gains and see their body changing a little bit, but it's still wanna, we do a lot of meetups. We say, okay, Friday happy hour after the workout, everybody's going to, and we pick neighborhood places. And we right. do that on purpose too, because we're trying to, we want people to support us as a neighborhood place, and we wanna do the same thing. So it's that type of person. What you see here, a little bit older crowd normally than you see it at gyms, I think.
Right, and we do have a few people who are more at a higher level. I mean, like our mutual friend Shane. Yes. He has been doing this for many, many years. He's been doing a lot of physical activities for many years. Yes. Has recently, within the past couple of years, taken a CrossFit workouts, but he comes and he actually helps me out a lot with some of my movements too. And I have some other people we're doing, participating in a competition in September. So there's a few people that have started with us at the garage in our backyard, and now they have progressed to a point where they're ready to compete against other people at their level to see where they stand, you know, with a wider audience. And then we, you know, I've got some people that have, they told me they hadn't worked out in, you know, 20 years, and they saw it and it's right down the street. So now they were like, well, now I got to come because it's right down the street. I
have to get in my car.
Yeah, a lot of people were recovering from injuries as well. So it's a good crowd. I really feel like nobody feels intimidated by what we've got going on, what we have here. Like, it's a very welcoming.
Right.
Open crowd.
Well, that's good. I mean, the sense of camaraderie I think that you guys are trying to build is definitely obvious, which I think, and that's huge with any type of community aspect, whether it be, you know, or a community facility, whether it be fitness or, you know, a grocery store or anything based like that. Right. You're trying to reach out to the community, which I think you guys are doing a great job of. And another example that I've seen that you guys did was you registered the gym or the athletic center as a safe space with the Tampa Police Department, excuse me.
Right, so, and actually several of the businesses along Florida Avenue have registered with the TPD, and I found out from my friend Jordan that owns VeloChamp that this was an option. I had no idea this was a program. And I contacted them and they came out that day. You know, it's just, it provides a space for people if they feel like they're in any danger, if there's any sort of, you know, hate crime activity. We're just a very open, welcoming gym. There's all walks of life here. I want people to feel safe to come in here. So part of the program is if somebody was walking down the street or being harassed or something, they come in here. It's my job to protect those people. I lock the door, I call the police. Those are the two things I have to do.
Yeah.
You know, so we just want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable in our neighborhood. It's still an area of transition, so we still need to look out for our neighbors, all of them. Doesn't matter. Race, religion, sex, you know, whatever. We're all the same person. We all live here in the neighborhood, and I want to support the neighborhood. So.
Well, I mean, I think that's very, you know, more than admirable. Admirable is the only word that's coming to my mind right now, but it's way more admirable than that because, you know, taking the responsibility not just to be in charge of people's or helping people improve their fitness, but also as, you know, safety, as in, you know, their well-being, literal well-being,
right.
Is something super important. And I think, since this is only audio, I think it's important to mention, you know, that you guys are a same-sex married couple, you know, kind of offering safe haven for groups that might be more susceptible, unfortunately, nowadays to prejudice or, like you mentioned, hate crimes, I think is, I imagine that's something that's, should be important to everyone.
Right.
But I imagine with you two, it's something that's really, that's kind of at the forethought of your minds.
Right. I mean, we're both in our 40s, so we grew up in a different time. We have members of all ages. We have some that are very open about their lifestyle, but that is not the life that I grew up having. I grew up in South Carolina. It wasn't okay. And it might not still be okay. I don't know. I don't live there anymore. I'm not a teenager at this time. It seems to be a little more accepted, but you know, I don't want anybody to feel any sort of prejudice. I know how that feels. I know how it feels to struggle with that on a daily basis.
And you know, and further extended to the gym, I have heard from several, especially gay men, that they feel maybe even more intimidated to go to a regular gym. I don't know, whatever that means. But that sort of has been something that stopped them from going to a gym.
Right.
And I think we're definitely becoming a place, and people know that they can come here and no one's gonna make fun of them for not being as strong or as coordinated or whatever it is. So I mean, I think that helps too. That word, I think the word is getting out that people can come here, a beginner can come here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. I mean, all that's awesome, especially, you know, I'm glad you guys were willing to share that, because I think it's an important aspect to talk about, and it kind of sits, you got, obviously, the workout's going to speak for itself, and I'm ready to do that right now. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate you guys speaking with me. I know, Marlo, you have to take off, so you don't get to watch me work my butt off, but Karen's going to take care of that, so I appreciate you both joining me. We're going to go into the workout right now. You guys will hear little bits and clips during the workout, but then we're going to do a little post recap. Karen and I will talk about the workout and what I experienced. But I'm very honored and happy that you guys joined me today.
Well, thank you so much for including us in the podcast. And we look forward to seeing you around a lot.
Absolutely. All right, let's go. Workout time.
Yeah.
So when we have our Step Fit workouts, we normally have a skill. So we do a general warm up for everything. And then depending on what body part we're going to be kind of using more, we'll do an additional warm-up. So today we're going to be doing some squats with the dumbbells, and we're also going to be doing some pull-ups. So I'll do like an extra warm-up for the legs and for the arms today. So we always used to get guys that would come to the garage, people we knew, they'd work out one time, they'd blow it out, and we'd never see them again. So this is my way of warming everybody up, no matter what, how big you are, how strong you are, we're all doing the same warm-up. We're all gonna do this class together. It's not like a regular big box gym, where people just go and do their own thing. So what we're gonna do is called a squat clean thruster, all right? So we're gonna do 5 of those, 5 push-ups, 5 pull-ups, 10 minutes, here we go. Big muscles, heart rates are coming up a little bit. It's amazing what these things will do to you. Like something core, like it. Oh man, 10 minutes is a long time. Once you get those legs, once you get those quads going, man, it's all over. Here we go. Pop out of the bottom of that squat, try to use some momentum to help you push that under your head. Oh, yeah! Just that. Get back in there. Good. Come on. Up. Alright. So, 3 minutes. You really gotta push it in this last few minutes. You're gonna want to slow down. You gotta keep going. Get as far as you can this round. You can do anything for a minute. Last one. Here we go. Four. Good. Yeah. 5 seconds.
Just got done the workout. Karen just led me through the 10 minute. That was the Shack Fit?
Yes, that was Shack Fit.
Shack Fit, we did a bunch of really important mobility exercises to warm up. And then we went into the 10-minute workout, which was, can you explain which the exercises were?
Yes, so there were, we call it a squat clean thruster. So basically it's like if you were lifting something off the ground in your garage, you're gonna bend down with a nice strong back, I'm gonna pick it up, and I'm gonna try to squat underneath it to help me pick it up over my head. So it's just a functional movement that you've probably used before, but you've probably never done it at the gym.
Right. Yeah,
that's it. We've all moved boxes, we've all put boxes up on shelves, we've all put something up in the attic. It's a way to get something from the ground over your head.
Right, properly, not straining with your back.
Right, using our legs instead of our back.
Yeah, exactly. So that we have five of those and five hand release push-ups, correct?
Yes. So it's just a push-up where you it's forcing you to stop at the bottom to get your chest to the floor. So we're just gonna lift our hand off the floor for a split second, and then we're gonna do a regular push-up. And then Nick did five strict pull-ups, which are really big on being strong enough to do strict pull-ups. We all need to work on shoulder mobility and strength before we try to any other sort of gymnastic type movement. So if somebody were chasing you and you had to get over a fence, if you can pull yourself up to a bar, you can pull yourself over a fence. Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I was thinking of it. Nobody's chasing me. If I ever had to jump over the fence back here behind the gym, I probably could do it.
Yeah, it's not bad to pretend like somebody's chasing you every once in a while, you know? All right, well, Karen, thank you so much for the workout. Thank you for speaking with us about the Seminole Heights Athletic Center, UAM Marlow. I wish you guys, I know this is gonna be a great success. I can't wait to come back and do some workouts. And once my wife, you know, she's very
pregnant.
Close to that.
Yeah,
so,
right, yes.
But once she's all better and recovered, she'll definitely be coming here too. So.
Awesome, that'd be great.
All right, guys. Make sure you reach out if you live in Tampa Bay, especially in the Seminole Heights neighborhood, but I'm sure they welcome everyone in Tampa Bay. Come check out the Seminole Heights Athletic Center. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way usually is on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Seminole Heights Athletic Center. We also have a website, shathleticcenter.com. The phone numbers are on the website. That's my direct line, so I'm always available. If I don't answer the phone, it's because I'm teaching a class, so leave me a message.
All right, guys, you heard it. Come out and check out the Seminole Heights Athletic Center. And this has been another special on-location episode of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ET Tampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.